you have to keep a hold on your hair because it's too hard. You know, your hair can fly off playing the Nutcracker. Look, what's interesting is this is an orchestra that loves to play its old favourites and will play them again and again and again. But it's also an orchestra that is curious for the new. But one of the biggest successes we had was kind of much wilder than the Nutcracker Suite, was to get Wynton Marsalis to write a swing symphony for his big band and our orchestra.
Yes.
And we had such a party.
The Berlin Phil playing jazz?
Absolutely, and they loved it. And of course they had this incredible band in the middle of them who they could see were playing much better than they were. It's very interesting. They can be very, very welcoming to all kinds of things.
You were talking a little while ago about humour. Your appearance at the Olympic opening ceremony took me and one or two million others, somewhat by surprise. We thought, here comes a really serious performance of music. It was going to be the theme from Chariots of Fire. And suddenly you were, and I would imagine, quite happy to be upstaged by Mr. Bean.
Well, the whole point was to be upstaged. Yes. And what was amazing is they had kept it a secret. Yes. And because Danny Boyle was simply also so charming with all these audiences, he said, please don't tell people about that. Just keep it a secret. And everybody did, because he asked so nicely. It's very typical.
And how did it go down here in Berlin?
It's very interesting. I mean, first of all, this experience, because it was announced that Sir Simon Rattle and the LSO will play Chariots of Fire. And I heard 80,000 people go, oh. Not exactly disappointed, but okay, we're going to have to sit through this. And then after about 10 seconds, it was 80,000 people laughing. Sounds like Niagara Falls going on over you. And to be working with one of the great clowns of our time or any time is just a huge privilege.
And the reaction here in Berlin?
What was interesting is that my family were here and they watched it on on the television.
Did they know?
Oh, they knew. Family. I mean, my wife and kids. There was on the television, they were saying, well, it's rather extraordinary that Sir Simon Rattle will go and conduct the Chariots of Fire in the open air. And then at the end, there was this little silence. They said, well, this must be a typical example of what they call British humour. I think some of the people were a little staggered that there was so much humour. But then, of course, the Queen upstaged everybody.
Exactly.
Look, this was a very joyful occasion. And the idea to go there just to be upstaged was completely irresistible and unforgettable. And anyway, Rowan and I have made friends, and who knows? Who knows what could come next?
Could be on the stage here in Berlin. That would be a shock, wouldn't it?
But I tell you, he rehearses harder. Yes. Like all great comedians, they rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. Yes. Everything has to be just so. Now, great experience.